Pete, how you doing, my friend?
Good. How you doing, Todd?
Oh, I've been busy. I've been trying to, I guess, really piece together the moving parts of this puzzle. And my sense is, Pete, this is a lot related. And I know we want to talk about Russia and Ukraine, but I see the UK continuing to, diminish its military. It seems intentional, Starmer for sure. And you have this huge army building in Ukraine, which I find disturbing, and then you got Trump coming in and say he's going to give you Ukraine Patriot missile technology, which I again find disturbing. But I know you have a lot to go through. I'll turn it over to you, and let's roll.
Yeah, so I agree with most of what you just said. It's all over the place. It's hard to see the consistent thread of common sense that
Yes,
should be
that's a
tying
good way to put
everything
it.
together. Yeah, and I mean, Ukraine came out 2 days ago and said, "Hey, we're basically out of anti-missile missiles." Which I think Russia fired 400 missiles that night and 400 made it through. So, whether they were being truthful or whether or the Patriots are just not working, we don't know for sure. But this should not be this should not instill a sense of urgency. It should be another wake-up call that this country fighting this war doesn't have any weapon capability to self-generate on its own. And you cannot win that way. They can't win like being attached to the nipple of Western Europe and the US for everything that they're going to use. And then the next part of it is it just takes you into this hypocrisy where you're trying to deal with the Russians with common sense and truth and saying we really got to end this thing, but we're still giving weapons, key weapon systems to your enemy that will keep it going. So, I'm at a loss also on that part. I'm continue to think positive. I believe the Dmitriev negotiations are still underway, going behind closed doors, so they're not sabotaged. But again, the Patriot thing gives me pause. And that just transitions us. We talked about Iran a little more than Ukraine in the last couple of episodes, but we in the last episode we talked about the pattern, the common pattern between the two. And that is massive IO campaign. We're not seeing any of the reality of the situation on the ground. Especially the civilian reality, the people's reality. We've tried to bring that as much as possible to Ukraine, but Ukraine right now is going through a massive IO op that is coming from Ukraine, but is backed by its Western backers in Europe and I'm sure in US money sources also who support the war. And it's another ill thought out campaign. Basically, a PSYOP directed at Western audiences. We've been flooded with social media. We're going to show you some of these in a second. That just paint this dire picture of Russia's military campaign while touting Ukraine's incredible accomplishments. And I saw a couple of familiar influencers on yesterday, one an ex-CIA, the other one of our favorite ex-generals. And all they could talk about was, hey, do you think this is an inflection point right now? Do you think we're going through an inflection point? As if an inflection point is a thing,
Like they're
not.
trying to create an inflection point, right?
Yes.
Look
And
here, this
now there were.
beautiful inflection point.
Yeah, there was nothing behind the inflection point, like the
Right.
fact that they've retaken this oblast, or the fact that Russia's clearly in retreat here, or that their oil revenues have gone through the floor, when in fact their oil revenues are set another record last month. But it's just in your face propaganda, and you know, we've said this on past episodes, the best way to fight propaganda is to call it out why it's happening. And it's happening right now. And anyone can see it. Just watch, as you just pointed out, the echo chamber. Mm-hmm. It's 24/7 propaganda. A lot of it is about Putin's imminent downfall. They're back to focusing on Putin, you know, to include stage videos. I think we have at least one of those videos of a fake Putin.
Well, I've got the Russians.
Yeah, it's the one. Putin is on the ropes. I think I sent you as the headline. Yeah.
I've got this one. We'll just walk through these. This one is Russia losses in Ukraine just past the Battle of Stalingrad. I don't know if that's the one.
Yep.
Air defense.
So you know, and these are funny. So just leave these on a second, just to show how these are not well thought out, that either a bot is doing them or AI is doing them. You know, Russia's losses just past the Battle of Stalingrad. So every statistic in here is just made up. They're ever since Ukraine went through those horrific months, which was earlier this year, where they were losing 1,000 soldiers a day, and it became known that Ukraine was losing 30,000 good men a month. Well, they just turned that back. That's now repeated over and over, that Russia is losing 30,000 men a month, that Russia is doing the human wave attacks, that they're losing more people than they are recruiting. And those are just falsehoods. Of course, the Putin on the ropes, also not true. There's another one about air defense. If you can show that one, it's also got some funny, where they say, that its own soldiers are shooting at Ukrainian drones with rifles and still missing. Well, anyone who knows anything about this war knows the most efficient and in many cases effective anti-drone weapon is a machine gun with a thermal sight on it.
Yeah.
And Russia, and I'm sure Ukraine has started doing the same thing. Russia has created this series of kind of home defense, neighborhood defense, where once they figure out the trajectory of a drone that's flying low to evade radar, they alert these communities, these sectors that have these mobile machine guns, and they go out on the roads and they take these drones down, and they've taken a lot of them down.
They can't even get
their propaganda right, but they're feeding it. You know, it's nonstop. The facts are false.
Divorce is tough, but your finances don't have to be. I'm David Cross, and I'm a certified divorce financial analyst practitioner. My job is to help you get a fair financial settlement in your divorce and to guide you to smarter money decisions. Find out how we can help you. U.S. Asset Management. It's your money and your future.
Your government doesn't care about you. That's why you need a medical emergency kit. It contains life-saving medications like ivermectin, Z-Pak, and antibiotics. Stock them before they block them.
And there's no counter. One of them, that first one on Putin, was from a former Secretary of Defense, and you open it up and it's Leon Panetta. And it, just what I said, instead of giving some facts about why Putin's on the rope, he just says Putin's boxed in and he's painted in a corner. So he uses two amorphous metaphors as his proof that, you know, Putin's on the ropes. It just doesn't make sense, but you can watch it in real time. And folks, this is not, again, political. We can't have this. We cannot have massive false realities being propagated, especially false realities about situations where it's not hyperbolic to say we're at most a step and a half away from an accidental nuclear war or World War III. One of these long-range British missiles hits a target like Putin in his home or one of the other leaders. And you can't predict what Russia is going to do, because they have every right to respond. Which they're trying to do. That's the kind of fire they're playing with right now. Yeah. And that's why these IO campaigns have to be looked at. First and foremost, we the people need to learn to see right in front of us this false reality that's being propagated. But the second thing is we need to start doing something about it, because we have an upside down world. It's hard to understand. You introduced this in the beginning, the reality of what's going on. Mm-hmm. So how can you have a position? How can you make a suggestion about what should happen next if everything you're being fed is a falsehood? Back to all the articles, the propaganda consists of at least four things. I mentioned it, the information warfare, that's the 24/7 push of fake news. Then there's the fake psyops, which is just coordinated attempts to stage things like gas shortages and panic buying. And, because I watch some things on YouTube, I kind of like it because YouTube feeds me its propaganda too. And so I get a lot of these videos in my queue. And, one came up yesterday of a kid, literally a kid, he was early 20s, reporting from Crimea, saying the citizens of Crimea are all en masse fleeing Crimea. And of course, they weren't. This is what he was reporting. And about every third sentence he mentioned the Russia-initiated invasion. But what they were doing at the time was practicing their bug-out drills, their go-to-shelter drills, because Ukraine has started bombing Crimea. And then they take all these things, which includes some of the symbolic tactical actions. They've been dropping flags, which have been filmed by Russian reconnaissance drones. They drop a flag on a blown-up building and say, this is proof we've taken this sector, this town, this portion of the oblast. But those were quickly debunked because, like I said, they were filmed by Russian reconnaissance. So what they're trying to do is combine all these together and create this instability and pressure Putin politically, but more so keep the spigot open for money. Because among all the other motivations you mentioned earlier, the money laundering is a huge part of it. And, that money that comes from Europe only touches down in Ukraine for a short period, then it gets distributed through the network. So why are they doing all this? What's with the political theater? It's just intended to distract from what's happening all along the front. And that is not a pretty picture. And same thing I said earlier, that's why this is so damaging. We should know the reality of the situation. Good Ukrainian patriots are dying for no reason. And, the Pokrovsk axis is the main effort right now. Konstantinovka was taken 2 days ago. Putin actually flew there. And the strategic value of this, first off, it's the last part of the Donetsk Oblast that Russia needs to take to secure the Oblast and to have standoff district. But it opens up the two highways, I think 0504 and H32, that take you right into Kramorsk, Slovyansk agglomeration. And that will be what everyone agrees is the final block to fall, that will just open the gateways all the way to Kyiv. I don't believe anymore Russia's going to go entertain the thought of going to Kyiv. I think they're going to take the rest of the oblast of Donetsk and then set up their buffer zone, and that'll be it. That's happening all along the front. Dnipropetrovsk, major losses. Zaporozhye direction, same thing. So what we're seeing is this false reality. And do you have another shot? It's of some soldiers, Ukrainian soldiers walking along.
Yes.
That I think is pretty good. If you can play that one also.
Yes.
See if there's sound on there. Yeah, they're basically asking them, you know, how's it going? And they tell you, don't go back there. It's all messed up. And, you know, the translation, when you hear soldiers talk like that, they're talking about the plan, the chain of command. And what I was told, this is the fortress belt, part of the fortress belt. And so what's happening is the same thing we talked about in Pokrovsk. The Ukrainians are not allowed to do a flexible defense. They've been told, do not give up a single inch of territory. It's the same thing Hitler told his generals on the Eastern Front and what led to three corps being destroyed by Russia. You have to move. You have to have the freedom to maneuver even when you're in a fixed defensive position. And that's not happening. And that soldier, I thought that was an indicative moment where you heard from the ground feedback about the plan, the way things are operating. And as we've said before, thanks to Western influence, Ukraine got off to a really bad command and control start, which has just compounded over time. They still do not have that flexibility down at the battalion and company level that they need to fight a dynamic war like this, that really the main tactic you have to have in your quiver is the ability to adapt. And once you take that away with rigid plans and disconnected chains of command, you've taken everything away from your soldiers and their ability to win on the battlefield.
Go ahead.
Yep. So folks, that wraps up our show for today. Again, you control your mind, not the other way around. When you hear news, whether it's on Iran or Ukraine, be very skeptical. Use logic and reasoning. If you don't see proof of it with your own senses, then you should be skeptical about it. And together we can defeat this massive IO campaign that's going on against us. And like I said, it's not about politics. It's about the survival of our species. We have to understand what's going on. We have to understand reality, and we can't have people creating alternate realities and trying to dupe us into thinking something's happening that's not. So
the
stay
audience
alert
is telling me,
and
the
stay alive, and we'll see you next week.
The audience is telling me that he can hear me. So we'll be back tomorrow, guys. Take care.